He's an economics expert and a lightning rod, and he is not going to be the chairman of the Federal Reserve facing congressional opposition. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary and former president of Harvard, took his name out of the running over the weekend. For an economic wonk, Summers is unusual. He's a pop culture figure who had a cameo in the movie Social Network as the prickly, outspoken Darth Vader to the Winklevoss twins.
I'm sorry, President Summers, but this isn't petty larceny. This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
Yes.
You might just be letting your imaginations run away with you.
I honestly don't think you're in any position to make that call.
I was the U.S. Treasury Secretary. I'm in some position to make that call.
Central casting there, Larry Summers, played by actor Douglas Urbanski in The Social Network. With Summers out, other names being discussed include Janet Yellen, the current vice chairman of the Fed, or Timothy Geithner, former Treasury Secretary. The White House is said to be unexcited by Yellen, and Geithner has said he's unexcited by the job. Joining us now, Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC Radio. Charlie, welcome.
Hello.
And Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
Todd, does this mean that the president just really messed up here, that he didn't really understand what's going on with Congress to not have seen this Democratic opposition coming?
Well, John, it's not really clear what the president understood and didn't. It's been an entire summer of opposition to Larry Summers. It wasn't Republicans this time, it was progressives, liberal Democrats. You know, it was only really within the last week when it became obvious that Larry Summers was going to have real, real trouble getting confirmed in the Senate if President Obama appointed him. And that came when three senators voiced opposition directly against Larry Summers, John. Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Jeff Merkley, and Elizabeth Warren, the new senator from Massachusetts, all on the banking committee, all probably for slightly different reasons, opposing Larry Summers, you know, primarily because of some of his actions or perceived actions during the Clinton years.
Well, part of the issue here is that Larry Summers is known as the deregulation king during the Clinton administration, which set the stage, according to some of those senators that Todd mentioned, for the financial meltdown. And it was very, very clear, Charlie, that these hearings, these confirmation hearings, were going to be a chapter and verse revisit of the narrative of all the bankers that didn't get prosecuted, all of the things that didn't get done to deal with too big to fail, and that the administration just wasn't going to tolerate
that. And whether that's fair or not, I mean, his perspectives may have evolved since the late 90s. I mean, it has been 15 years or so since he espoused some of those different perspectives. And the other thing I would point out here, I think, which is really important, is the woman issue that's going on within the Obama administration, the sense that the administration has not done enough to really promote qualified women to higher positions. Mixed in with this, you now have Larry Summers, who had this issue when he was at Harvard about comments that he made about women. Whether they were taken out of context or sort of made worse than what he really said, you can argue about. But this woman gender issue comes up, and you have an extremely qualified woman who could be the Federal Reserve chairman. And just by the very fact that she's not close to Obama, doesn't get the job, this is an issue there as well, too, that the White House was fighting against.
Well, Summers is history at this point. The question is Janet Yellen, the number two at the Fed, going to be now the heir apparent? It certainly seemed that way when economics expert Pippa Malgren on this program talked about Janet Yellen.
Look, all presidents want to put their stamp on the Fed. That's normal. But in this case, I think that he believes that her softer stance on the economy is the right thing to do. And it happens that she's fully qualified and that she is also a woman. And all those things add up in a world where actually there aren't that many other great choices.
Todd Zwillick, Janet Yellen, although apparently not the favorite until Summers pulled his name out, now may be partly because she really passes muster with Republicans at this point and is more inclined to maintain the stimulus and keep this slow recovery going.
The White House, John, is really looking for a Fed chairman who won't just worry about the markets and the financial institutions, but will take on the role of keeping unemployment down. The president really, really wants Tim Geithner, former Treasury Secretary, who apparently has turned the job down several times and did so again last week. He's the real choice, but the president can't convince him. That's what we're being told. But Janet Yellen clearly is the high-profile choice now, and definitely the choice of progressive groups, of women's groups who were crowing yesterday and over the weekend and last night after Larry Summers pulled his name out of contention here.
But there's been such like a almost like a campaign that's been going on for this that's been much more public vote than we've really ever seen in the history of the Fed for who would become the chairman. You know, back in July, there were letters from about a third of the senators saying Yellen is the clear candidate. Just last week, we had over 350 economists write a letter to the Obama administration pushing for Yellen. And the worry is, does this backfire? Even if she didn't have anything to do with trying to get the position, does the president feel like, I'm being forced to choose this person who's not who I wanted, so I'm going to go somewhere else altogether?
Although this has been public really since Alan Greenspan left the scene, who's going to be the Fed chairman is a big deal in Washington.
Open,
I'm wondering.
Open political competing for
it. But let's talk about that for a moment. What is the message to the markets with the debt ceiling debate going on, the government shutdown debate going on, and the confirmation of the Fed chairman all in play at the same time? Todd first and then Charlie.
John, what it projects is an extraordinary amount of uncertainty, which we all know is the one thing that the markets hate. The other issues on Capitol Hill that you talk about are not Democratic issues. These are Republican issues. And this goes back to 2010 and even a little bit before in terms of the dysfunction of Congress when it comes to debt and economic issues. But the debt limit and that issue, which is a much bigger issue for Wall Street, by the way, default and debt limit is much more serious than a piddling government shutdown. That issue is so far from solved, and the right is pushing John Boehner and Republicans so hard, it is unclear right at the moment how they get that issue solved. The markets hate that.
The immediate reaction from the markets at the news about Summers withdrawing his name is that they actually rose. And this is the belief that Summers would have come in and started to more aggressively in the recent policies of the Fed to get the economy going, and that Janet Yellen will keep them going longer. So, and the markets like this because it's easy money and it's keeping things flowing. So I think this uncertainty for right now, the markets are going to think it's Janet Yellen until it's not. And then they'll react.
Short-term positive, but the longer instability is the message from Washington, the more we have to worry. Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC Radio, and Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
You bet, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.